Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, podcast number 2 on November 3rd, 2025. We were talking about some proud historic moments in Waukesha, probably most notably the 40th anniversary of Hannon's Bar. There was a celebration that my guest Rob Baxter and I almost missed, or we did miss, but you said you could hear it, so you live in downtown.
I live in downtown, yeah. Fantastic. Right. It takes me 7 minutes to get to school, 3 minutes to my other job. So
do you walk to school or do you drive?
What's that?
Do you walk or drive to school?
No, I drive, Don. Come on. Hey. That's all I need is for the kids to see me trying to crawl up that hill. Come on.
Point taken. Yeah.
They'd be honking the whole way up. Baxter. Yeah.
Well, I just figure, you know, you have, if you're downtown and maybe your car's parked like in the garage or something, and if it's a nice enough day and you stop by the cup opens at 6:30 or so, and you get a nice hot coffee and like, or a nice
in
coffee.
An emergency, yeah. I would get to school for the kids, but sure. It would have to be one heck of an emergency.
You probably see Dan Schreier running somewhere like before he starts his day, like one of his 2 or 3 like 5 mile runs. So you know,
it's funny you say that. I see him every now and then on the weekends, and I'll see him from far away and I'll go, North Stars! And I'll see him kind of look, and then he sees me and
then you're anything but a North Star. You're a black shirt, right?
Class I am 90. A black shirt. That's why I like taunting.
To recap, my guest is Rob Baxter, class of 1990 at Waukesha South. Now works at Waukesha South as a teacher's aide and a freshman advisor.
I will bring this up, Don, only because I told you it was all about me. I'm also, you're with royalty tonight. I was prom king of my class.
Sweet. So that's awesome.
It's not always the quarterback that gets the girl. So
who is your queen?
Val Schmidt.
Is she still living in Waukesha, or we don't know? Whereabouts unknown.
Yeah, we'll have to track her down for volume 2 of this broadcast. I think she's still in Waukesha area.
That would be
fun. She was at one of the reunions, so
maybe next homecoming we'll get both of you guys to appear in the full regalia. You know,
I'm all for that.
That would be fun. That would be a riot. That's what we should do, is that alumni night they have for the first home game of the year.
Right.
We should capture a podcast there. Like that would be fun.
So I think that's a great idea.
Max's calendar, and we'll figure out how to make the magic happen.
We're going mobile, Max. We're going mobile.
So now we finished the first podcast talking about Rob was Hallmark before Hallmark was cool. You could say he made Hallmark cool, a Hallmark movie. He didn't.
Also say I'm one of the most intriguing top 20 bachelors in Waukesha too.
We were talking about a Christmas movie that a family friend of mine was in. It was filmed in East Aurora, New York, where Fisher Price is headquartered. I mean, it has like one of the last 5 and Dimes in America, like right on the main street. There has one of those old movie theaters where it's just like one gigantic screen. It's a really cool, one of our family friends used to call it College Town without a college. Just had a really quaint look to it. And it's about a girl that comes from New York. She's a lawyer that's basically closing this company. It was like a kind of like a Land's End type of thing. It was like outerwear and stuff, and the son was fighting to keep the company alive. And our buddy Daniel J. Greer is his name, was one of the employees of the company. And you can hear
I've
him
seen that movie.
Party. Yeah. So yeah, Dan's in that movie. We'll have to look it up sometime. But
I'm gonna go home tonight and see if he was competition for one of my ones that I didn't.
There you go. We might have to get Pete Schwab, and we'll have to work on like a Wisconsin Christmas screenplay. So
we'll call it Awkward Christmas.
Do you remember the movie All Mine to Give, which was about a Wisconsin fan? It was really sad. It was a Christmas kind of movie.
No.
They were settlers, you know, European settlers and like 19th century and somewhere, it's further north or west, central, somewhere in there. But he was one of those big families, you know, God knows how many kids, and the parents die of like consumption or whatever, you know, like something. And it's up to the oldest siblings to distribute all the younger kids to different families that'll take them in. And it's just such a sad movie. But we were watching this as kids, and of course it scarred us because I'm the youngest of 10, you know, we're watching this.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I envision my brother, Gary, like he's the one that's kind of like, you know, pushing him up, putting us on. And that's how the movie ends, is he's walking through the snow.
Don, go, Christmas go. Time. Don, oh, I go take a ride with Gary. Sorry.
What?
I said, Don, go take a ride with Gary. He wants to take you somewhere. You're like, what?
No, but he was like my second father. Like, that's the thing. I know I would trust him with my life. And well, I still do. But that's how the movie ends, is this poor kid who basically becomes a grown-up overnight is now like at peace because he knows that the whole family's being looked after and that the community kind of came together, all these different families to like. And then I was like, well, where am I going to go? I had to watch it again, but it's, yeah, that's a rough ride. But,
And I thought I cried when I saw the girl having to pick between the two guys in a regular Hallmark movie. Like, geez.
Well, right, yeah, that's hard too. Especially we've both been that guy, I'm sure. That other guy, but so the Josh, what's a guy? He's always a there's Aidan Quinn, Josh Hartnett, and Aidan Quinn. They're always the guys that don't get the girls in the movies. So
and you're like, okay, that's believable.
He better be paid more. Yeah, really, exactly. When you look at those two guys. But so going back to you, got some Hallmark movies in there. What other kind of work did you do while you're in?
I was in. This is dating myself. A Judge Judy commercial.
Cool. Which,
when I think about it, it was. I don't know.
Were you a plaintiff or a defendant, or was it like that, or just more you ran into her in the street?
It was a guy on the street type thing. Okay. Yeah, I was more like, what was his name? The guy that interviewed, now I can't think of his name. Remember the stiff who'd be like, hey, so what do you think about you having to pay $300 to, what was that guy's
name? Oh, in the show. Yeah, I forget. Yeah.
Now it's like bugging me. You know, he had like, on the interview guy.
Yeah.
Suit.
Didn't he have like a yellow coat on too, like in Monday Night Football or something like that? I forget.
This is going to haunt me tonight.
Yeah.
I did that. I was in a LMU Loyola Marymount commercial.
Nice.
That, and I'm not a big college basketball guy, but it was the one year I think they made it down to the eight, if not a little bit further.
They had some good teams, yeah.
It was 2002, 2003-ish.
Yeah, they had a good run.
I did that, and I was in a couple episodes of CSI, NCIS. Cool. So what's funny is, like I said, I would joke around with people not knowing who they were. I'd give tours of the building. And then they're like, oh, so-and-so wants to put you in the episode of CSI. And I'm like, okay, well, who's so-and-so? And they point to the guy. I'm like, oh, that's the director? I didn't know. You know, one was Anthony, the guy in Revenge of the Nerds that played Booger.
Yeah.
He's a huge director. Anthony.
That's awesome.
Starts with the B.
And he was in directed Risky Business. He was Joel in Risky Business.
Yes. He directs a lot of TV shows.
Oh, that's cool.
And like police drama stuff where you wouldn't expect to see me. I could see me selling beef jerky in a commercial, not an NCIS like, hey, who's this guy? Well, that's the murderer. What?
Yeah. You're like, you're in the room then with the good cop, bad cop.
Right.
You're not going to break me. Now, I got to put a pin in this real quick because you said you did CSI a couple episodes. Did you get to meet Bill Peterson at all?
Yes.
So, you know, he's from Evanston, Illinois, right down the road from us.
I did not know that.
I lived there for about 15 years, and it was a place I really fell in love with. And that's why Waukesha actually reminds me a little bit of Evanston, that college town. And
yeah,
it's a lot of history and a lot of tradition. But Bill Peterson's best friend was a regular at one of the restaurants I used to manage. And Bill Peterson was in town one day. He came into the pub, and at the same night, we had some friends visiting from South Africa. The wife used to work as a waitress and a bartender. And her husband was at Northwestern for like film school. He was like one of the leading playwrights in South Africa, and he wanted to go into movies.
Well, they had to recognize him right away, right?
His name was because that's To Live and Die in L.A. Bill Peterson's like first movie, big with Willem Dafoe from Appleton.
Oh yeah, great movie.
It's right back to Wisconsin. That was a huge cult film in South Africa. like just blowout, like big. And so they, when they saw Bill Peterson walking, they were like over the moon. And like, and Dion went, his name was Dion Opperman. They said, people, if you know anyone from South Africa watching, or in Australia, actually, where he made a lot of his movies, that was a big name, like in that world. And it was a really big deal to him to come and shake hands with Bill Peterson. And
great guy. He's,
yeah, that's what, yeah, he seemed like it.
Some really people, guy. I can claim I met Steven Seagal, yeah. Big yeah. Jerk. Big
I
jerk.
Can see that. Yeah.
Fake ponytail. I'm here mm-hmm. as a TMZ reporter. It's a clip on. Mm-hmm. He was there. This is towards the end of the whole end of the good Seagal movies. Like yeah. It was
yeah.
Lots of acting and grunting and but one day the filming paused for a little bit. He had forgot his ponytail at home. Someone had to go get it so he could look like Seagal with the ponytail, which you can't make that up, only in Hollywood.
Yeah,
Know, would that happen?
I love that. So,
that's so fun. Are you ready for the next phase, Don?
Yeah. The homecoming.
Mr. Baxter leaves Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I get laid off from my job at the studio
during
COVID. At this point, in Los Angeles, for 2 years, I had lived with Frank. And okay. his wife, because he was traveling around doing comedy, wanted someone at the house just to make sure,
that's
you know,
pretty cool.
It's
yeah.
Hollywood and who, sure. who knows.
Yeah.
So I was friends with the family.
Yeah.
Then he had moved to Phoenix just to have a norm. They had just had a baby and they wanted to have a more
normal
upbringing
life, yeah.
in Phoenix, Arizona.
Sure.
So I had gone there to visit them in Phoenix.
Oh, cool.
They had hired a nanny through a nanny service.
Yeah.
Nanny didn't work out. And Don, I made the joke, and this is why it's so important not to joke around with people who joke around.
Yeah.
I had said, I could totally do this job. And Frank said, you want to be a nanny or a manny? Or as it's been to be known now as Mr. Belvedere or Uncle Buck.
Yeah. The nanny on This Is Us.
For 15 years, I was Frank's manny.
Kick ass.
That's what I did from when his kids
yeah.
were preschool until high school.
Yeah.
And I made the joke, well, obviously they're not going to do like a Jump Street 22. I'm not going to college with the kids. Like
yeah.
the writing was kind of on the wall. Like, hey,
yeah.
the kids are leaving and maybe you should leave too. Not that, I mean, I did other stuff, help
yeah.
around the house.
Yeah.
Kind of like a house manager type thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. You know, drop offs, pickups. Most people are expecting like a 19-year-old Asian nanny.
Yeah.
And then here rolls up some guy that looks like Guy Fieri after a 3-day bender. Yeah, I'm here to pick up the Caliendo kids. We need to check your ID twice.
I was going to say, yeah, sure you are.
All the tattoos, like, hey, I got to call the principal real quick and maybe the superintendent.
Waukesha South, like, shirts or anything? Or, you know, like,
what's that?
Wear some Waukesha South stuff so that, you know, that. Although Frank doesn't, I guess nationally they wouldn't be known as the guy from Waukesha. We just know him as the guy from Waukesha, or the guy from
Milwaukee.
That would help, though, you know.
Take the yearbook
bring the yearbook with you.
So I was able to do, I tell kids and I tell people, I've done stuff you could only read about in history books or see on TMZ.
Yeah.
Like went to the Playboy Mansion, met one of the three remaining guys that are alive, Secret Service agents from the Kennedy assassination.
Wow.
Talk about stuff that just, you know, like crazy.
Yeah.
Got to fly in an airplane, a stunt plane, and I find out after the fact the pilot was a pilot of two space shuttle missions.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
just
cool stuff that I had the opportunity to do.
Yeah. I used to work for a trade show company, so I'd get to go to Vegas twice a year for like 7 years, however long I was with the company. And we had guys we hired out there. And in fact, the guy I worked for, remember the wooden nickel stores in Milwaukee when you're growing up?
That sounds real familiar. Yes.
And then, you know, well, he was the CEO of the show, but he had his own kind of crew of people that either come from Wisconsin to Vegas or they were already in Vegas. And we used to call them the Milwaukee Mafia. And well, one of the limo drivers, these are all look, one of the limo drivers was, his name was Jerry Newton, and he was Wayne Newton's older brother. And he was a guitarist. You know, he's a musician. He did all the shows in Vegas, and he's, you know, he's retired, but he, to make some walking around money, he was driving a limo or just, to, you know, for kind of a more of a slower life. And it was really neat. He was a nice guy. And I was like, wow, that's Wayne Newton's brother. Like, how cool is that?
Jerry Newton.
I think that was his name. Yeah. So it was neat. But I met people like that all the time in Vegas that had like some sort of brush with greatness. So.
Well, that was my brush with greatness, was flying on private jets with Frank and, you know, being the plus. I'm not ashamed to say I was the plus one at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, trust me, they had it roped off where even Frank and his plus one, you weren't going in there.
Oh, but sure.
Some rooms, I mean, the carpet was shag like that. I mean, it was so surreal.
Yeah.
To see girls walking around in bikinis with a monkey on a leash handing you strawberry hors d'oeuvres. Like, you can't make that up.
Yeah. I remember, you know, because I saw like a couple documentaries about Hugh Hefner, and like, you know, when it all started in Chicago before I moved to LA, and he used to have those like midnight shows where they'd have like different bands. Like, he'd be at a bar, or it was his bar, and there's a little party, and then like the Grateful Dead would be next to the bar playing or something, and he'd be talking to them and they'd be jamming, and it was like just a really cool scene. Like, he was really ahead of his time. Like, there was a lot, I mean, yeah, there was the scantily clad woman and the nudity. There was a sex part of it for sure, you know, but that entertainment part, like a lot of, like, even the magazine, like, have the best college football reviews and the band reviews. Like, I mean, Alex Haley wrote for Playboy. I mean, they really had a lot of great stuff in there. Like, that was, you know, that was the magazine for like these wealthy businessmen, traveling. Yeah. Businessmen. Yeah. So anyway, Max is giving me the 3-minute warning. What can't we forget? And I know you said you ran into the Zers in Arizona. Did you want to give them a shout out while you were talking?
Oh, shout out to the Zers. They obviously came to visit Frank when Frank was living out there, which he still does. Neat. So I had seen him. And then quick story, how I ended up back at South. I stopped there to get a sweatshirt. Lots of alumni and girls I worked or graduated with worked there. And they're like, oh, you should get a job here as a hall aide. We don't have any male hall aides. The boys are getting away with murder in the bathroom. I'm like, that seems ironic, because obviously I was the class clown. And so that's shooting dice.
Got a couple dollars.
I back at South, and then I transferred from hall division to special ed. So,
oh, neat. That's great. And you know, that work must be so rewarding too.
Oh yeah, it's the best. It's the best. Neat. And then, Don, in my free time, if we have 30 seconds.
Oh, we do, yeah.
I work up at the Waukesha Memorial in the emergency department.
Oh, cool. That's
great. Talking to people who are having bad days when they come in there. So,
working or just volunteering?
No, it's work, yeah. It's on call. Obviously, it's hard to tell when someone's going to have a bad day. But
okay.
So I do that on the weekend, so. In my free time, I find 45 minutes, you know, to tell my life story here and there.
Well, we're really grateful for your gift of time tonight and sharing. And
I appreciate it.
We got to have you back on soon. We have to make you a regular contributor.
Oh.
We need to meet up, especially since you live in downtown. We'll have to either meet for a coffee or an adult beverage. And I'm sure we have a lot of stories between the two of us.
Oh, I think our circles have crossed that we weren't aware of prior. Yeah. Now that I know about the Newton boy, I got to do some research, I think.
The Newton boy. It's a Newton boy again. You lost me.
Jerry.
Oh, yes. Wayne Newton's older brother. Yeah. So, I mean.
I think he might have driven me on one of my non-sanctioned road trips. So.
Yeah. So, but no, there's a lot of love to catch up with you more, and a lot of like Waukesha history from your time in high school and your horning days. And like, so there's just a lot of great stories.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks. That's right. So, well, Rob Baxter, why?